1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Jeff, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to say I really enjoy your program. You were asking about GoDaddy.com on the commercial yesterday.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl. What was that?
Well, it doesn't even exist. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
No, the website doesn't exist. We tried to get on it for an hour, and there's no way. Apparently, it's just a bunch of guys got together and gave money for the commercial, and
You might have your radio turned up, man.
Yeah, hold on. Turn it down. So, yeah, it doesn't exist at all.
GoDaddy.com doesn't exist.
No.
Well, so what's up with the commercial? Some guys got together and decided to just blow $1 million?
Yeah, apparently it was just some, like, college friends or some guys that had money, and they put money together and bought a commercial on the Super Bowl. Because I was looking at it, we tried to get on the website, and there's no way. It doesn't even exist. So I wanted to answer that question for you right away. And then the other question I had about websites is your website is, I mean, I really love your show, and I hope you don't take this bad or anything, but your website, I don't know how to use it. It's just,
well, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's all different. I mean, I don't know where anything is. And
well, maybe it's because you're used to it being a certain way, and it changed.
Well, I don't appreciate things changing like that, and it sort of just hurts. It hurts me. And also the fact that you're going to another station in L.A., I'm used to just having my radio on this one station, and now, what did you say? You're going to go to where?
AM 5. I don't want to spend a whole show talking about this, okay?
No, I understand.
It's AM Extra Sports, AM 570.
See, that's... So, does that mean I got to... I mean, I'm just asking you, what...
You got to change the dial over to that, yeah.
Wow, that's going to be... That's really different and everything.
What are you talking about, man? I was at 640, now I'm at 570. That's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 70 points or whatever?
What is it?
It's 70 points. 70-something or other.
Yeah, I mean, so how do you get there?
You turn the dial down there, man. Why? What is so tough about that?
Well, the whole point is, I think it's asking, we're used to hearing you here, now you're saying I got to go somewhere else?
At 7 o'clock every night on the West Coast... All you other stations listening to me, you're fine. This is just one thing here in Los Angeles. 7 o'clock, you go down to that frequency, yeah.
Because I'm used to it at 7, going to that one.
Look, let me ask you a question.
Yeah? I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. I really like your show. I don't want you to yell at me or anything.
I'm sorry to yell at you, man. I really am.
I really do enjoy it.
I'm very sorry, man. At 7 o'clock... You used to go to this one place to listen to our show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all I'm asking you to do now is instead of going to that one place, turn the dial to the left, down just a few little notches, and you're at Extra Sports AM 570.
Well, I wrote a letter of complaint because I really love your show.
What are you writing a letter of complaint for, man? I'm not going off the air. I'm just going to be at a different station. Do you understand?
Okay, but... That GoDaddy.com doesn't exist, and your website blows, but I really love your show. And
bug off. It's just...
Let me write it down one more time.
What, do I got to explain it to you? You go down the dial.
You gotta understand, everybody's used to hearing you one place.
What difference does it freaking make? You know what? This is just an excuse for people to just be crabby, that's all. They know what to do. You go down the dial, and nowadays, with digital radio, you just pre-program it. Extra Sports AM 570.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, write it down, man. Why don't you have it tattooed? You got enough of them. Once you have, I guess you don't have any room with those sleeves on both arms. How about putting it on your back?
Yeah, it's perfect.
There you go. You can see it there, can't you? Extra Sports AM 570. It just freaking kills me, man. Unbelievable.
Do I report to work here or at Extra Sports AM 570 on the 21st?
You come here.
but you're at Extra Sports.
You come here, man. You come to the same studio.
Well, how come you ain't moving?
I don't have to move, man. I'm in the studio here. We're just going to send the signal there instead of the other place. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, have a lavalier.
I thought you guys crashed.
Well, no, I just want to make sure that you're going to be on the plane.
Jesus. Yeah, David.
You see what's happening? People are confused. It's even confusing.
Bud, what's going on?
I don't know, Phil, but...
I think everyone's, you know what it is? I think everyone's just committing suicide. It's overloading their pea brains. Just a little tiny bit. And then the other email that I was getting was this. Hey, Phil, did you know that somebody mentioned you on Art Bell the other night about General Johnson Jameson? Apparently poor Art's on the air now, and he gets people calling him and asking, does General Johnson Jameson exist? And Art has to say, no, he doesn't. Would you please stop writing me about this guy and all this other stuff? So, and then apparently the dude who called up said, can I do a bong hit on the air and smoke some weed? And Art was indulgent, let the guy get high. And I got like 900 emails about this. Talk about needing a life. Excuse me while I just... 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com, by the way. phs@philhenryshow.com, and our web address, as always, www.philhenryshow.com. And we have redesigned our page, and we think it's going to be far superior to the old site. We think it looks better, and we believe it'll be easier to navigate. And also, the pilot is up, the NBC pilot that we did. You remember years ago, we did, the NBC asked me to write him a script, and we actually got to the pilot stage. We produced a pilot. We had Laurie Metcalf and French Stewart, and we had some great actors, and they were terrific. And the email response has been overwhelmingly negative. Which I, you know what, I'm glad. Because I don't know. I looked at that thing. I thought, was this good? Was it bad? Was I just too close to it? And people are weighing in. And for the most part, they're saying it sucked. And you know what? I agree. It did. It sucked. I won't ever do another TV show again without controlling all of the writing and the producing myself. That's if I ever get to do a TV show again, which is a big if. But, hey, my leg's vibrating.
It's your phone.
Oh. But that's a big if. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Taking your phone calls here. Let's go to Mavis. Hi, Mavis.
Hello?
Yes, Mavis, go ahead.
Oh, Phil, how you doing? I wanted to talk about... can I have my nephew turn it down?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the Super... there wasn't a Super Bowl yesterday. And I'm very, very offended, and I have not heard anyone talk about it. No,
you were watching the Super Bowl, huh?
I was watching, yeah, the Super Bowl game, but this is not the game or the halftime show. And Paul McCartney, I'm very sure I had showed his penis.
Honey, I first of all, I can't have that language on my show, and secondly, Paul McCartney did not do that.
I'm talking about at the halftime. Turn that down, will you, GD?
Yeah, you need for him to, is he watching TV?
It's my nephew, Robert. Turn it down, Robert. He's watching Cops.
Okay, Paul McCartney did not, what do you think he did?
I don't think, Mr. Henry, I don't know if you had any other callers, but they had all been all over Janet Jackson for showing her breath, but Paul McCartney pulled it out. Right out of the fly. Turn that.
Ma'am, I did not see that. I watched the halftime show.
He said he pulled it out of his fly.
I'm pretty sure he pulled it out of his fly.
No, ma'am. I can hear the TV.
Turn that TV down.
I want to
don't care. I'm on the radio.
I know because I've seen it. I saw the shadow of it swinging back and forth.
Now, ma'am, that did not happen. I watched the whole halftime show. You mean when they had all the red, white, and blue flashcards and...
Yeah, and he was singing that song, Hey Jude, about the Jews.
It's called Hey Jude.
No, that's not my understanding. It's called Hey Jew, How Much You Charge, you know, because he...
No, ma'am, it's called Hey Jude, and now I'm beginning to think this is a crank phone call.
I'm sorry?
I'm beginning to think that this is a crank phone call.
No, sir, I am not. I am not. I've seen Paul McCartney pull it out of the... And the reason why they will not say anything is because he's a white man, and that's all there is to it. That's what I'm telling him right now. If you listen to what I'm saying, you wouldn't have to repeat it.
You coming from his wife? I just told the man that, you dumbass. Help!
So,
Ma'am, I will not argue the point that I'm sure that there is some preferential and continues to be preferential treatment in all walks of life for white people, but the fact of the matter remains, Paul McCartney did no such thing. He made it very clear that it was going to be a clean halftime show, and it was. And the name of the song is Hey Jude, It Ain't Hey Jew.
Well, how come he was not circumcised?
How do you know that?
I'm telling you, I saw the silhouette of the thing.
Hey, look at this, man. I got some white trash.
I'm turning the damn thing.
All right, ma'am.
Hold on for a minute. What you watching now?
I'm with A&E. I want to see Actors Studio.
You want to see that Jane Lipton fag.
Look at, ma'am, are you done with your phone call?
Say what?
Are you done with your phone call?
Baba Booey.
He pulled it right out of the fly. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you one thing. I thought it was a pretty good halftime show, considering that Paul McCartney was singing a song like Hey Jude, which is not exactly what I would call the most raucous or rousing song. Actually came off pretty good. And all the people in the crowd were having a good time. Everything was it was all good. You know what I'm saying? By the way, speaking of GoDaddy.com, they're thinking of suing Fox because they had two commercials scheduled and they only aired one of them. Fox pulled the other one off. Well, you know what? I guess the NFL came to them and said, you know what, for your $5 million, because they got $5 million a spot. And they bought two. GoDaddy.com bought two. That comes to $10 million, bud, in case you're adding it up over there.
Let me just figure that out.
Yeah, 5 plus 5. And they aired one in the first half. And, of course, immediately people were trying to log on to the website to find out what it is. I still don't. I understand it's some internet provider. Who the hell knows? And then it disappeared. And according to one of the principals in the company, they were waiting for the second spot to air because the audience for the game was increasing as the game wore on because it was a pretty tight game. They didn't see their commercials. So they're thinking of suing Fox for pulling the spot. All of this is to say that the day is hastening, ladies and gentlemen. It's hastening and it's rapidly approaching when satellite, cable, all these providers that can enable adult content without having to worry about FCC censorship, all of these things are going to be very, very prominent in the next, 20, 25 years in this century. I mean, the so-called terrestrial radio and terrestrial TV, I don't know who the hell's going to be watching it or listening to it, unless you're a kid. The only thing that'll be suitable for it will be like kids' programs, stuff that you can understand, bud. Just cartoon shows and just, fun music and guys with noses that you can squeeze that go honk. Because all the grown-up people are going to be someplace else. These conversations they're having about content, so unbelievably... See, if you got your kids with you, I get it. Okay? And if you have standards, I get it. Don't buy the commercial or allow the guy to put this commercial on your air and then all of a sudden turn around and say, well, the NFL doesn't like it. Why don't you cats run this by the NFL before the game starts? The NFL... didn't just see that commercial. Can I just say something? There isn't one thing that happens in the broadcast of a Super Bowl that the National Football League doesn't know in advance is going to happen. The Janet Jackson thing is a classic example. And now people buy They buy this. This is what CBS sold this, and everybody out there bought it. And when I say everybody, I say this with all due respect, including you guys. CBS said, oh, we didn't know it was going to happen. The NFL said, oh, we didn't know. And they put it all on the artists. CBS knew exactly what that show was going to be about. And the NFL knew what it was going to be about. Why else would they have complained about it 3 months before the game? When they were planning the halftime show, the NFL said they had questions. Now we cut to this year's game. Same thing. Commercial content, halftime show. The National Football League makes billions, and there isn't one move that is made in terms of the Super Bowl broadcast that they don't sign off on. Then why were there complaints? Why the contretemps? Because they didn't know there would be complaints. As soon as the complaints started coming in, the NFL backs away, washes its hands like Pontius Pilate and says, I didn't know. And they just back away and they let the network take the heat. The network says, well, we certainly don't want to offend anybody. We're going to pull the spot. And the advertiser's left holding the bag and he's got to sue. Rot's a ruck, schmuck. I don't know how much money you think you're going to get, but it ain't going to be anywhere near the $5 million they owe you. They'll give you, I'll bet you they give you like 50 cents on the dollar. So, this is the world we live in, the broadcast world we live in. And nothing wrong with it, but I mean, if you guys think that there's something that, if you think that there's one party to blame, the NFL is one big business. And that's good. I love money. And I think businesses should be successful. Keep in mind, if you have your own business, you're going to say whatever you need to say to sell the product. So, you know.
So you're saying what?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that it was, you know, what it was, whatever the hell. 1-800.
I thought it was pretty good, and I think the National Football League should be commended for showing not only a breast last year, but then a man's genitals this year.
The NFL didn't show that, man.
Well, that's what a lady claims.
Yeah, that's right. Paul McCartney dropped his pants. The hell do you think this is? Besides, it's been done. Jim Morrison did it like 30 years ago. You really think Paul McCartney would do that?
Why not? Gets a big laugh.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to, who is this, John?
Hi, Phil. This is John Benzinger, and I watched the game. And I've got to tell you that the National Football League should be commended for a wonderful halftime show. We thought it was just wonderful, and we thought that the game was... the game was great, and we thought that the halftime show was clean. I don't know what that old lady was talking about.
Well, obviously, like I said, I think it was a crank call.
Well, because Mr. McCartney did no such thing. He sang with everyone. Everyone looked to be having a great time. We had a great time in our home. I hope everyone out there had a great time. It was just a great, just a wonderful thing. And I just want to commend everybody. And I would say that the fact that he, you know, squatted on stage and went to the bathroom was a ruckus.
Get out of here, will you?
See, that guy said he took a crap on stage.
He did not. He did not, man. It's ridiculous. Hey, go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and check out our souvenir shop, because in it you will find things... things that only, hey, Valentine's Day gifts, of course, are always a wonderful, I guess, you know, occasion to buy someone a present. And if you're not getting them a Vermont teddy bear, you know, the one that you were drilling a hole in last week, bud?
Oh, yeah.
Then you can go to our website and pick up either our Western Estates five-piece gardening or cooler set, the Ted's of Beverly Hills shot glass set, Citizens Auxiliary Police cap, the I Love Phil women's t-shirt. I mean, it's all there, man. Just check it out at www.philhendryshow.com. And while you're at our website, you can pick up a backstage pass. It's only $6.95. It gets you access to all of our files, all of our comedy archives, our 30-day archive, the complete show. And, you know, I had an email from a guy today who says, boy, you sure are playing a lot of flashbacks lately. I said, yeah, we get a lot of requests for them, and we've decided to air them because some of the stuff is so good, it seems like it's just a shame, man, to play it one time and then just bury it. So you can get your backstage pass and hear it again either by going into the archives, or occasionally we will play a flashback on the air. But if you have the backstage pass, you can stream the show, you can access all the archive, anything that's on our site, it's yours, okay? At www.philhendryshow.com. And don't forget our Best Of CD. The money that we raise goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. That's the best of Phil Henry Show. By the way, it's called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we are joined right now by Darren Brown. He's the program director of C93, our affiliate in Pierre, South Dakota. Darren, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are we doing for your affiliate there? How are we doing for C93?
Well, Phil, I've been listening to your program tonight, and I wanted to, you know, let me give you a little idea that you've been talking to, an awful lot about your affiliate there in Los Angeles, which is fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Give us a little equal time here in C93. We're doing a lot of exciting things here in Pierce, South Dakota. And I can tell you, Phil, that it...
Are you really on a farm, man?
No, I'm not at the farm. I'm at the station right now. We back up to a farm. And I'm just getting out of my car right now on my way to the radio station. Right now. I do a little late-night work, so you're here. Everybody, you're hearing goats and things?
Yeah, I am. I'm hearing all kinds of farm animals.
No, we back up to a dairy farm out of the hill. I have some eggs and things. When we come down here to the radio station, we're going to be switching signals tonight. Yeah, we're going to do a little transmitter maintenance, but I thought I'd be out here just parking my car.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, but yeah, I was doing a lot of talking tonight about the switch we're making in Los Angeles, but I certainly am there for my affiliates. What would you like me to do?
Well, there's a lot of exciting things to do here at South Dakota. Well, maybe you totally talk about it. I'm really going to get thing.
I'm going to kill this man.
Okay, bud, shut up.
What'd you say, Bill?
No, it's okay. Can I put you on hold for just a minute, Darren?
I don't know, Bill, I got a little time.
Can I put you on hold, sir?
A little babe.
I don't even know what he said.
I'm going to put you on hold, sir, okay? I don't know what he said.
You're right.
Now, you shut your mouth while I'm talking to this guy, okay? He can hear you.
I hate him. I want to hurt him.
Yeah, I don't care if you want to hurt him. Go ahead, Darren. Sorry.
Yeah, Bill, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what to do to the radio station, a little bit about it.
I'm going to kill him.
Anything that we can do.
Hey, Bill, how about coming here for a remote broadcast? Let me see you up here.
Okay, I'm going into the phone.
Get out of the phone.
You do it.
Get out of the phone, bud.
Hey, who's this retard guy? He's got a metal foot.
Hey, like this, see this? Meet Mr. Smith and Mr. Weston.
Oh, no, I got all... I don't want to die. I'm not ready. Wait a minute, that's my cell phone.
Yeah?
Darren Brown, C93.
Oh, how you doing?
Say, listen, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. All I want to do is just give you a guy a gun.
I killed him.
I'm coming in after you, bud.
What are you talking about?
I'm coming in after you, you little...
Now get out of here. Get out of here before the cops come. What do we do with the body? Oh, I like this wee crap, huh? Just stick him under his car.
Here, I'll just put him under.
I ain't doing all this work. Look, bud, I don't mind you killing him, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sweat over him. Okay, you into the car?
Yes,
his legs are sticking out. There's his head, too. Cover him up with this tarp. All right, now get out of the phone.
This is blood.
I don't give a crap. Get out.
I'm out.
Now I'm stuck. Hey, wait, if this body's still moving. You okay, Mr. Brown?
I'm fine. I got to get out of here.
Oh, my God, he's out here.
I'm going in after you.
No!
Help! I got him, Phil. Get out of the phone, will you?
I am out here.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Brown. you guys are crazy. You're psychotic. You're going to kill me. Ah! How am I supposed to get out of here?
I don't know. You're the host of the show.
Listen, Jack. You come in here, you kill that guy, then you don't kill him. Now he's off. He's going to go get the cops, and I'm here, and you're out there.
Well, as long as you're there, you can have fun with any of them goats.
Ain't you funny?
Look for the light, Phil. The light.
We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for tequila talk. Yes, tequila talk. Nowhere else on the radio or television, for that matter, will you find someone who can hold forth even in a half-assed way about tequila. But we can. Half-ass being the key phrase. But nonetheless, we have to make the effort because tequila is one of the fastest rising, shall I say, beverages in the world.
What's so funny?
Just funny to... Will you shut up and get out of here? Get out of here! I think calling tequila a beverage is rather funny. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it is I've been getting a lot of tequila email, and here's the bottom line on Cuervo. Many of you have been seeing Cuervo pushed in hotels and restaurants in Mexico. If I get one email, I get a million of them from some guy saying, hey, man, what's your whole thing with Cuervo? They're pushing it in the bars and the restaurants down there, man, in Mexico. Let me just say this. First of all, gringo, when you walk into their restaurant, they notice that you happen to be a white boy, and so the bartender immediately, who's being told to push Cuervo because the restaurant, the hotel, and the bar have a deal with Cuervo, he's going to tell you, oh, senor, this is the good stuff. What's the average American do when he goes down to Mexico and he talks to a bartender? What do you recommend? Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. If you're in a hotel bar or if you're in a resort bar, because the guy is going to be pushing Cuervo. He's going to be pushing that Cuervo 1800. And he's going to be pushing that Reserva stuff. And it all comes in the box. I get it. It sucks. Do you understand? It sucks. Cuervo sucks. This has been tequila. No, I'm kidding. That would have been a good place to end it, but there's more. When I say Tesoro Paradiso, I've mentioned Tesoro Paradiso on a number of broadcasts. Tesoro Paradiso. Oh, let me finish up the tequila, the Cuervo thing. So let me. Okay, welcome back to Tequila Talk. I got no personal axe to grind with Cuervo, but it's been, they have a big advertising budget. They're a big company, and they put more into their packaging and promotion than they actually do into their tequila. The result is they sell a lot of it, and it's lousy. Can you think of any, let me give an example, can you think of any beers like that? Well, we won't mention any names. But they got a frog and, never mind. So, when you go down to Mexico and you're in a resort, and I don't mean like, even if you're in a place that's, you think is really swank, and I've been in a couple of swank joints down there, they still, Cuervo is going to go to those bars, they're going to cut a deal with a hotel and say, so would you, you know, will you stock our tequila? Oh yeah, sure, okay, and you know, this and that, and they promote it, man. I mean, you ask any bartender down there in a big, the only place you're going to go into and get the straight goods, if you go into some bar, just a street bar in Mexico, you're going to find a little bit out more about tequila as opposed to your friend went down to Mexico and they say that the Cuervo 1800 is fantastic. I'm giving you the word here, it ain't. And I don't care if a million freaking bartenders look you square in the eye down there and they say Cuervo's the best. It's not. They're being paid to tell you that. Now, Tesoro Paradiso. I don't know what to tell you. I don't buy it in Mexico. I don't even look to buy it in Mexico. It's $110 a bottle. If you go to Mexico to get Tesoro, I suppose you could get it cheaper. I don't know if it's even available. I don't know. I've never even looked for it in Mexico. All I know is I got it up here in the States. The first time I ever drank it was up here in the States. And there are liquor stores that will stock it. Every good spirit house will order it for you. Any spirit house, any liquor store worth its weight will order it for you. The place I go to is a little joint in Thousand Oaks. They order one bottle a month. You know who buys it? Me. She's a really nice lady. She goes, Mr. Henry, she is a...
Why does she talk funny?
Because she's Korean. And she says, Mr. Henry, that's your bottle. Oh, yeah, my bottle. Everybody looking at me like, what, are you going to put a nipple on that thing, too? So, that's it, because I'm the only guy that buys this stuff. The reason why I like it is it tastes great. Why does it taste great? Because it's aged in, it's aged the way cognac is, in oak barrels, and it's a really great sipping tequila. If you want to look and say, because when I tell you guys about this stuff, I'm really not thinking price. I heard a guy, some dude called my show one night, he says, yeah, when I got a bottle of Don Julio, it was $50. I didn't tell you it was cheap. I didn't tell you it was cheap. Don Julio Blanco is about $50 here in the States. It'd be about $20 down in Mexico. Tesoro Paradiso is about $110 a bottle. And it's maybe worth, depending upon how much tequila you drink, it's probably worth a purchase a month or maybe two purchases a year or whatever the hell it is you want to, you know, but it ain't the stuff that you're slamming. You know, you're not going to be slamming this stuff. And I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says, dollar for dollar, still the best tequila out there is Don Julio Añejo. I know all about Patron. Whoopee-doo. Patron, whatever, man. I'm just telling you. You want to drink the Patron? Go ahead. The reason why people drink Patron is because it's $20 less a bottle, and they figure it's just as good. It ain't. I guarantee you, man. Take a sip of Patron Silver and a sip of Julio Blanco. Julio's way better, way smoother. Just a better taste in tequila. Patron ain't bad, but it's not the best. And as far as that Cabo Wabo goes, which everybody, you know, it's fine, good for Sammy. They only sell a Reposado. I don't know if he makes a freaking Añejo in that stuff. It's okay. All right, so there you go. But this whole thing that I've been getting lately about, boy, they're really pushing Cuervo down in Mexico, that's why, man, because they're paying to push it. Cuervo's in a, you know, they know where the gringos go, down to resorts in Mexico, and they know the first thing a gringo's going to do is ask some bartender, what do you recommend for tequila? And I guarantee you he's going to pull out a bottle of Cuervo. And it happened to me, you know, most recently when Maria and I went down to Zihuatanejo, and I was at a pretty nice place. The guy says, oh, senor, this is the best. I go, no, it's not, dude. And you know what he did? He looked kind of sheepish and sort of like, you're right, it isn't. I said, break out the good stuff, will you? Quit screwing around. So he pulled a big jug of moonshine out from underneath there, and he and I wound up howling to the moon until well into the early morning hours, taking showers together. This has been Tequila Talk with your host, Phil Dickman. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Starbucks is pretty good, bud. Thank you very much.
I don't get it.
Why I drink Starbucks, but I hate Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's like I told you. Everybody hates Starbucks, but we can't help ourselves.
They put something in their coffee to addict you?
Yes. They must. How could Starbucks stay in business with so many people utterly loathing the very name, and yet they line up like lemmings every morning to get their cup of coffee, because they stick something in the coffee. I'm telling you, it's my theory. They make something that they put in there that makes us like robots or something, you know, like zombies.
Yeah, I saw a movie like that.
Yeah, like Serpent in the Rainbow. Remember that zombie?
Right.
That's what we become.
Is it legal?
Probably not, but what are we going to do? Are we going to do anything about it? Of course we're not going to do anything about it. What, are we going to make it illegal for Starbucks to addict us? We love this stuff. We hate Starbucks, but we love this. Now let me read you something else about black people.
Not this again, man.
I want you to hear this. Do you know that it was a black man, John Standard, who invented the refrigerator? Without the refrigerator, Dickman, there'd be no beer. And without beer, there basically wouldn't be any you.
That's a good point. I still don't think that they did any of that stuff.
Well, that's because you can't read. If you knew how to read, you could go and read a history book and you'd figure all this stuff out, that they did do this stuff. See, most people that are racist because they're stupid. They don't know how to read, or they can barely read, or they just read selected things, see? But all this stuff is based on historical fact, man. Like the shoe-lasting machine.
What's that?
I don't know, but a black guy invented it. And then another guy invented the comb, something that you don't know anything about, Walter Simmons. And another thing you don't know anything about, Bud, the clothes dryer, George T. Salmon invented that. All of these people, black folks, see?
But wouldn't that stuff have been invented even if there wasn't no blacks?
Well, what do you mean, wouldn't that stuff have been invented? What do you, if these people hadn't existed who happen to be black folks, that stuff wouldn't have been invented. No, it wouldn't have been invented. It'd be like there wouldn't be that particular grade of stupidity if you didn't exist.
Oh.
See? So that's your contribution to the human race, Bud. Your particular, unique vintage of dumb. And then one more thing here.
Who invented, like, whiteout?
I don't know.
Bet you a white guy invented it.
Okay, so a white guy invented whiteout.
There. Who invented the powdered wig?
The powdered wig?
Yeah.
I guess the British did.
All right. There are a lot of stuff whites invented. Toothpaste, toothbrush, powdered wig, atom bomb.
How do you know a white guy invented the atom bomb?
Because they are all white guys over there, and that's something you can't say. They didn't do it. They did it.
Bull crap. A bunch of black guys helped because that guy, Enrico Fermi, the dude that, you know, he did some of that stuff, he was Italian. That's almost black.
Now, that's a good point.
And my business, Marconi, he invented the radio. He's from Italy. When you say Italian, you might as well be saying African.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have for tonight. I would like to thank this evening our wonderful guest, Mr. Stephen Bozell. Poor Stephen. He's suing his own nephew. Hal and Viola Levalier blew their plane up one more time. Actually, Hal and Viola Levalier not only blew their plane up, but then they shot themselves in the air tonight on our show. We'd also like to thank Comb Over Boy for being with us and presenting his particularly odd brand of what he calls entertaining radio. And thanks for all the plugs, Comb Over. Charlie the Complainer was on our show tonight, complaining that we're no longer going to be on that one station. We're going to be on another station. If we're not on that station that he's used to complaining about, then where can he go to listen to me so he can complain about me there? Thanks a lot, Charlie, for that. And Mavis Leonard called our show tonight along with her nephew, Robert, because she's sure she saw Paul McCartney pull his fly open during the halftime show last night. Darren Brown of C93 was murdered yet again by Bud, beaten into a submission there through the phone on our show tonight. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The parts of Steve Bozell, Darren Brown, Hal and Viola was played by Phil Henry. I'm R.C. Collins. I exist!